You know, it's obviously bringing players in who want to score goals, and will work within a system that you feel can win games. I still like to have had a few more clean sheets. I know we've conceded one, you know, one in a lot of games, but you know, a few more clean sheets would have helped us enormously. But it's trying to find that balance, Richard, over a period of time where we've got to find where we're strong enough at the back and still productive going forward, and we're still in that mode where we're trying to shape the team, the club and everything in a way that, yeah, we can get clean sheets when we need and we can score goals when we need.
Quality comes at a premium, but the quality of balls into the box, Rondon has thrived on the fact that Matt Phillips, Chris Brunt, you have those options of people who can actually deliver a ball.
Yeah, and we've obviously scored goals because of that, but we've got Chadley in the team as well, who's got a little bit more quality. Morrison's come back a little bit more quality. So, you know, we've got players on the pitch who actually can do something, which is very, very important, especially in today's game.
You stressed that the window, of course, is important. All windows are important. In August, there was a lot of expectation, names being bandied about. That doesn't help, does it? People end up feeling disappointed because X, Y and Z didn't come.
And you can't stop the media from talking. We just talked about Jay Rodriguez. We were very close to doing that deal in the summer. And it didn't come through, and we were very close. We thought we were going to be very close this. And then Jay ends up playing in the team. You know, your man gets injured. Jay gets in the team and he scored 3-4 goals in 4-5 games. So he won't be coming to West Brom now, unfortunately. But that's the, you know, the little bit of luck that you need at times.
When names get bandied about, where are these names coming from? Because...
I picked the paper up this morning and I never read the papers, just over breakfast, and... You know, we're in for this fella, we're in for that fella, we're doing this, we're doing that. But it fills the papers and you have to accept that.
A Boxing Day tussle against Arsenal, we know you thrive on the big occasions. So for you, it's like a Christmas present to go to a ground like that, isn't it?
Well, it is if you get a result. It's going to be a tough game. They're a good side, obviously. They're one of the top sides. Got a top manager. The Emirates is a wonderful, wonderful stadium and it'll be full. We've sold all our allocation out. Yeah, looking forward. Yeah, go to. I nearly said Highbury then. Go to the Emirates on Boxing Day and watch a game of football. Yeah, and I'd have given anything as a little boy to have paid anything to have done that, and to be able to go there, manager of a Premier League team to face Arsenal. As I say, I never ever take that for granted.
You've had many a joust with Arsene Wenger. He hasn't always enjoyed it. I think it's very particularly during his Stoke days. There are a few lines and quotes that he said over the years. I guess that's all behind you, though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, very much so. I think he'd have a pop now and then if he felt it was right to have a pop. But Arsene has a pop at most people when he feels it's right. So, yeah, he's competitive. He's done a wonderful job there over 20 years. He's still there. So, no, I'm looking forward to it.
More than 20 years at one club. Would you get fidgety in that situation?
Not if I was at Arsenal. Not the way that club's run. I think it's a testament to... When I was very young... And at Bristol, there was an old coach called Bill Dodgin, not the one who managed Fulham, actually his father. And Bill actually went on a tour in the late 50s. He was invited by Arsenal to Brazil, and they gave him a gold watch with his name on. And I was always trying to get that watch off Bill. And it was just wonderful. But he had nothing but good to talk about Arsenal, irrespective of the 5 or 6 years I was with Bill. Anything that happened, maybe, that was pretty negative about Arsenal, he would stand up and fight their corner like you couldn't. He used to always say to me, "The Arsenal. It's not Arsenal, it's the Arsenal. They are the club." And that's always stuck with me. Always stuck with me.